Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Farrell is back with Sport. Darren.
Good morning, Keane. Good morning indeed. With the League of Ireland last night. A busy programme of matches both in the Premier Division and the First Division as well last night. Shamrock Rovers, though, the big winners, I think, overall, thanks to their 3-0 win away to Sligo Rovers, coupled with Derry City's 4-1 loss to St. Pat's. And that means their lead at the top of the SSE Electricity League Premier Division is 4 points. All 3 goals coming in the second half there for Shamrock Rovers. Really turned on the style in the second half at the Showgrounds. Derry remains second, a goal difference, joined though on the same points total by St. Patrick's Athletic. And they really look to be the form team at the moment. 6 wins out of 7 games. And their new manager, John Daly's certainly got a big bounce since he took the reins. But he's been telling Eric White that it's the players who deserve all the credit.
I think it's nothing to do with me. It's the players, it's the work rate, it's the effort that they put in. Obviously, we have little tweaks that we've made that the players have bought into. I think that's the biggest thing, is that they're confident with what we're trying to do. And then obviously, look, winning games of football breeds confidence. It then allows the lads to feel that they're able to do it. And I think, you know, that's probably the biggest thing, is that we've put a couple of wins together that allows the lads to then feel that they're good enough to compete at the top end of the table.
And just finally, with Drogheda now to play on Friday night, how good would it be to take another win into the break?
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult game. They're a good side. Kev has them playing really well, and we've always kind of found it difficult against them. So I think we need to bring that same intensity to the game. If we do, then we give ourselves the best opportunity to get 3 points. We won't, as I said, we won't get carried away with this result and think that we're better than we are. We're a good side, but you know, so are Drogheda, and it's important that we focus on that now. We'll recover over the next day or two and then go into that full steam ahead.
Yeah, it's an interesting season really, because so many teams seem to be beating other teams in terms of, it's no Shamrock Rovers kind of ran away with it last year, and Derry City as well, matching them almost point for point as the season went on and just slipped up near the end. But this season, so competitive. And you just look at Bohemians last night, they lost away to Cork City, they're beginning to find good form. Shelburne 3-2 winners against Drogheda, and Dundalk beat UCD by 4-1. In the First Division, looks a lot more clear cut at this stage. Top of the table, Galway United overcame Finn Harps 6-0. Waterford also won 6-0 in their match against Kerry. Cove Ramblers 1-0 victors over Longford Town. Athlone won 3-1 at home to Bray, and it ended 3-1 Wexford 1. Irish skipper Katie McCabe has been named in the UEFA Women's Champions League Team of the Year. Now, the Arsenal player has been named at left back, and this is actually a brilliant achievement by Katie, because the entire 11 are taken up by players from Wolfsburg and Barcelona, who played in that Champions League final. Barcelona winning it. Arsenal getting to the semi-final. Very, very unlucky to lose out to Wolfsburg. But Katie McCabe, the only other player outside those two clubs to be represented in that 11, and a brilliant achievement for her. It's been widely reported this morning that Celtic manager Ange Postecoglou, he's agreed to become the new Tottenham manager. The times and venues for the preliminary quarterfinal of the Tailteann Cup have been confirmed, and all those matches will take place on Saturday. And among them, the teams competing will be New York, and it's been a roller coaster ride for them this season. They beat Leitrim back on the Easter weekend, seems so long ago now, but then they lost that Connacht semi-final at Markovic Park to Sligo. Áine Horrigan has caught up with Gavin O'Brien in New York to hear all about their journey so far.
Me and one of the lads in the team, we travelled off to Gailey Park from work and on the subway after, and that takes the bones of an hour. And then coming home after, like, you gotta get Ubers, kind of share rides with lads. And it's different over here, I suppose. The fellas have a lot of work commitments compared to back home, where your boss might be a
bit more lenient.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, most fellas all the group are buying into it.
So. Mikey Brosnan, American, born and bred, drives it in, and New York are heading for the Connacht football semi-final.
The team knew that we had a great chance this year. There was a lot of new fellas coming over, and there was a big buy-in from fellas that were there last year. So I think, like, fellas were really bought in this year, like, even the new fellas, and we're all great friends from it. You know, we all just clicked straight away. So it was easy to go up there and train hard with those guys.
And can you remember any point in the game where you thought, oh my God, we actually might win this?
To be honest, no. I think there was more times throughout the game where I thought, this is after going away from us than we were going to get over the line.
So obviously you went back to play Sligo. Fortunately, it wasn't your day. How did it feel going back with the entire New York panel to play?
Yeah, it was kind of my first time kind of doing something like that with New York, obviously going home. So I can imagine now how those Leitrim guys felt coming out there, and we're like, most of us had never played in Markovitch Park, and then like you're bringing the Americans home who probably never played in a muddy field and had to put on a pair of GAA gloves, yeah, we were really brought. It was a smack of reality, really.
Cruising into the Connacht final, leading here by 2:15 to 6 points, but New York reduced to 14 players. Niall Madine given a red card.
And why do you think it's important that Irish American kids grow up learning the importance of Gaelic football and hurling?
Yeah, I suppose just the community aspect of it. Just like it's crazy when we first came out. I didn't realise how much of the Irish roots really stick together out here, and the community spirit. And just like you, we even see, we train up in Rockland there a couple of times before the Sligo game to get onto the grass pitch, and you up there in the mornings, and there could be 100 American kids out playing blitzes. You're just geez, this is mad. It's just crazy.
Certainly uncharted territory for them this season. Their longest run since they entered the Connacht Championship since 1999. That game against Carlow, 5 o'clock on Saturday, live on GAA Go. And coverage of all the Tailteann Cup games will be here on Radio 1 at the weekend.